Time for the BPP Bake Off Round 3.
Y'all ready for this?
All right, you know, we started this off Iron Chef style with a battle of the desserts featuring espresso. Then on St. Patrick's Day, we did Irish soda bread. And today, well, it's Good Friday, and that isn't exactly a celebratory day. But it also happens to be Purim, the Jewish holiday commemorating the story of Queen Esther, who saved the Jews of Persia from extermination. So part of that celebration involves baked goods, specifically hamantaschen. They're these little triangular fruit-filled cookies, and they are delicious. Our three contestants have baked their own versions, and because we're trying to stay with our theme, our previous winner, Caitlin Scott Siobhan Kenny, will not be participating because she's not really Jewish.
Not so much.
In the name of authenticity, today's contenders in the hamantaschen bake-off are Dan Pashman, assisted by his wife Janie, who's the real baker we're here, intern Laura Silver, who's actually wearing a hamantaschen necklace, I believe.
But she does that every day.
Yeah, I know. But today, I think, I'm wondering. That's not influencing me, Laura, by the way. And our special guest bakers, Tommy and Will Hoffman, sons of executive producer Sharon Hoffman.
Nice.
Tommy's this many? Five?
Yes.
And Will is how many?
Eight.
All right. So we've got the youth movement in there, too. The youths are here. Here to judge, it's me. I'm not actually Jewish, but I'm married to a member of the tribe, okay, who gave me some pointers. But I felt like I really needed help. So, David Falkenflick.
Who am I to judge, really?
Well, we figured you could probably help us out.
Everybody's
celebrating
a critic.
Purim today.
Exactly.
And Purim's you're a media
huge.
Critic.
Big fan of Esther.
And NPR's ombudsman happens to be here. So we're holding this to the highest standards. Lisa Shepherd in studio as well to make sure this goes up.
Yes, and I've never even eaten this before.
Oh, my goodness. So we have a hamantaschen virgin in the house. Okay.
I wasn't going to say that.
All right. First of all, I'm going to describe them. They're little triangular shape, and it's the mystery of it is it's supposed to be Haman's hat. He was the bad guy, right?
Oh, very bad guy.
Yeah. So that's why maybe the shape. They're filled with fruit. All right. Let's try A. Lisa, you pick up A.
All right. I got it.
Although it's also supposed to be inspired by John Adams in the colonial.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, that's the media critic in you. You've been watching
absolutely.
HBO. I need one, too.
This is an HBO promo?
No, not at all.
she's performing her duties. I didn't know I was going to get razzed. All right. So it's this smallish one.
This smallish one. All right.
All right.
Bon appetit. So, you first, David.
Oh.
I'm still going to make the decision, but I need guidance.
What should we be looking
very
for?
Nice.
Okay. According to my husband, we're supposed to be looking for a crust that is not too heavy.
This is not too heavy.
And that it's the consistency and that the filling is not too goopy.
It's a tasty filling. It kind of sometimes it's very, you know, dried and desiccated. And mm-hmm. this is very good. Worth coming into the studio for is what I'm saying.
I like this. I like that the fruit is very sweet. And then you have a nice sort of complement of the crust. Lisa?
It tastes like shortbread.
It does have a shortbread feeling. Mm. Okay.
Good.
Okay. So we're going on to B. Now, these are biggins. Look at the size of this hamantaschen.
Nice. That's right. You actually have the wine spit jar, so you can have the hamantaschen throughout the rest.
Hamantaschen B fills my entire palm. That's how big this one is.
So do we get a little lemon to cleanse our palate?
You're welcome to share my water.
Lisa, have
you
been
mind.
To the New York Bureau? Do you know what we have here? Come on.
All right.
All right, David, you go first.
I'm that lucky. I don't know how to stick this in
nice.
My mouth.
This is kind of an issue. I know. It's a little bit large.
You have to fight your way a little bit more to get towards the center. It's an impressive, beautiful beast.
David,
it's a little drier.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
I've got to talk with my mouth full. This is, you know, radio verite here.
I don't even know if that's your purview, Lisa. Your mouth full. I mean, they got to draw the line somewhere.
Contestants will not speak to the judges.
Editor Trish McKinney. You're right. You do have to. It takes a little while. You better like cookie if you like this one, because you better like the crust. And the crust is very, very good.
It's a stronger crust to filling ratio, I think we got going here.
I mean, this is practically a meal.
Good. It's basically the hamantaschen you would take with you on Outward Bound to sustain you for the day.
Exactly. All right. So that was excellent. All right, finally.
I've had two bites. I haven't gotten to the middle.
Oh, you haven't gotten to the middle yet. All right. That
Work
might
your
we
way.
Might take that into consideration in terms of judging.
All right.
And our final hamantaschen. Let me pass one to Lisa.
Thank you.
This one has a looks like a prune filling, perhaps.
Don't answer.
Now,
creator.
Here's the thing. Compared to, there is more fruit to crust ratio
this
in
is,
these.
This is a more delicate, I'd say, operation. It seems very sensitively rendered. You know, I of course haven't had any of it to eat yet.
All right, try it, Mr. Falkenflug.
So, can the center always change? I mean, is that not consistent?
That doesn't have to be. It could be any kind. It could
As
be
in
apricot.
Politics, the center must hold. That's the key thing.
Ooh, I like
this
the taste.
This is very
of
good. It's a little subtler.
Yeah.
A filling, I'd say, which may be a little bit more, you know, harking to the Middle East and its derivation.
And I think that the.
It may be inspiration. I think derivation may well be European.
The crust is a little it's a little less flaky, a little crispier, a little more of a hard cookie than the others.
A little more cookie, a little less pastry.
All right. I know which one I'm going to pick. I know which one I'm going to pick, but I'm curious. David?
I'd say for Purim, I might well pick the third. I thought the first was delicious as well.
Well, they were all delicious.
Yeah, they were all really good.
So David is picking C.
I'm going to go with A. Primarily because I liked the way it tasted. C, it was more exotic, and you eat it and you try to think, what is that taste I'm tasting?
C is more exotic. B is fulfilling, and actually I think the presentation of B was beautiful. But I'm going to go with A as well because I think it had the combination of both, and it just they were very inviting, and it was a good balance. So, editor Tricia McKinney with 30 seconds left in the program.
A is Team Hoffman.
Tommy, up to the mic, buddy.
I don't want to do it.
Tommy, what was the secret? Tommy, what's the secret?
What's the secret? Are you excited? Are you excited?
Tell us all about Tom and Toshin.
All right. We have a shy winner. Executive producer Sharon Hoffman, proud of your boys.
Tommy worked very hard on this, no joke. I have pictures to prove it. Orange juice, the secret.
This is the BPP.